Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness. Suddenly, the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Jo, continuing her message titled, God's Image of You.
Speak the Word.
Saints, we're not of this world, so therefore we're not expected to act like the world or live like the world, according to John 17:16. We are in the world, not of it. We operate under a different set of laws. Jesus called them the laws of the kingdom of God, and this is where we operate. In order to believe the words of Jesus, we must let go of old ideas and open ourselves up to new ones. There's so many people that have received Christ as their Savior, but they still got the same mindset that they had before, which is in the flesh, and they can't understand why they're not receiving anything. But you've got to change the way you think. You got to change the way you see things. We have to change, open up ourselves to new ideas, to God's way of thinking. As David said, he said, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in them." The principles of faith and confession seems like nonsense from a worldly point of view. I know that, we get talked about all the time. However, friends, reading and meditating on God's word and confessing it, or I might say speaking it out of your mouth, is what God has instructed us to do. I know a lot of Christians don't read the word, for they say they can't understand it. But you need to know, friends, that if you ask, that's all you got to do. You got to ask. God will give you understanding of His word. As a matter of fact, He even sent the Holy Spirit to help us understand the word, so we don't even have to do it by ourselves. I'd like to share this story with you that I read once about this little boy and his grandfather. It was called The Coal Basket. It said that every morning the grandfather would get up and he'd sit by the fireplace reading his old worn-out Bible, and the little boy would try to do the same, for he wanted to be just like his grandfather. And one morning the boy asked his grandfather, "Why do you read the Bible every day?" He said, "When I read it, I can't understand it, and as soon as I close it, I forget what I read." The grandfather didn't answer him. He just picked up this coal basket and handed it to the lad, and he told him to go down to the river and to fill it up with water. The little boy, anxious to please his grandfather, took the basket. He went down to the river. He filled it up with water. But on his way back, the water began to leak through the holes in the basket. So when he got back, the basket was empty. His grandfather sent him back down to the river to fill the basket again. The same thing happened. The basket was empty. And after several attempts, he told his grandfather, no matter how fast he ran, the water would leak out through the holes in the basket. And his grandfather told him, he said, "Look at the coal basket." He said, "When you started, the basket was black from coal. But look at it now," he said, "it's all clean and shiny." The grandfather said to his grandson, "That's the way it is with reading the Bible. You may not think you're getting anything. However, if you will stick to reading it, you will be clean the same way." Hallelujah. That calls for a Selah. Just stop and think about that. Brothers and sisters, the word is working. It is working. It's changing you and renewing your mind and hearts, whether you realize it or not. You just have to be persistent. The same is true for speaking the word. You just have to persevere. You have to be consistent. Before you begin reading, pray And ask God for understanding. The more you read the Word, the more you get to know your Father, our Father. And don't let religion keep you from inheriting from God what He has prearranged for you to have, what is rightfully yours. There's so much that belongs to us, but we don't have it. But it belongs to us. And believe me, everything I get and everything you get will be from the knowledge of the Word of God that you have in you. For when we go to Him, we must know what His Word says about what we're asking Him for. You must pray God's Word. That's the only thing that He will respond to is His Word. He won't respond to your cries and your pleas, but He responds to His Word. And 1 John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, in agreement with His own plan, which is His Word, it says that He listens to and He hears us." Saints, His will is His Word, and He does have plans for you, and He has plans for me. Knowing His Word is the only way that you will know what you have inherited as His child, that you have received an inheritance. That's the only way that you're going to know. You know, I can remember back in 2002 when my husband went home to be with the Lord. I had to find out what he had left me so I'd know what I was going to live on. And in order to do this, I had to go through all the paperwork. His investments, life insurance, his retirement benefits, all this had to be gone over. And once I had completed this, and I had all the paperwork together, the title deeds, you know, et cetera, all those things that they require for you, I then had to acquire death certificates for proof of his death. And having done all of this, I began sending out letters and making phone calls. I began putting a claim on what I had inherited from my husband. And they had no choice, saints, but to give it to me because I had proof that it belonged to me. And as a child of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, you have proof too. According to the Word of God, you have an inheritance. And the only thing keeping you from your inheritance is your lack of knowledge of His Word. The only thing, which is His last will and testament. Friends, in His Word, you will find out what you have inherited. Just like it was through going through all those papers, you know, that I found out what belonged to me. That's the only way we're going to find out what our inheritance is from God, is through His Word. Amos 3:3 says, "How can two walk together unless they agree?" You have to know the Word of God so you can agree with Him. Praise God. Are you hearing me? In Galatians 3:27 through 29, a New Living Bible says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, into a spiritual union and communion with Christ, the Anointed One, have put on and clothed yourself with Christ." In other words, you have become a new creation, a new creature, clothed in Christ. And now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. You are His heirs, and God's promise to Abraham belongs to you. Everything. This is what God is saying in His Word. His Word is your proof, saints. It's your proof that you are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. And so everything that belongs to Jesus now belongs to us. Praise God. Jesus died so we could inherit the things that God wanted us to have. I'm sure that all of you know that someone must die in order for there to be a last will and testament, since it has no force or legal power as long as the one who made it is alive. But in order to lay claim to it, we must first believe that it is ours and then look into God's Word to see what is ours. If you had someone to pass away that you left something, you're not going to get it unless you got some proof that it belongs to you. But we have proof that we have an inheritance in Christ Jesus and everything He has belongs to us. So we may have to get a new way of thinking and train our mouths to speak what God's Word says about us. He tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6 to lean on Him, to trust and be confident in Him with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or your own understanding. In verse 6, it said, "In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths." Praise God. He is saying to lean on Him, trust Him, recognize that He is your Father. He wants you to know that He is your source. This is something that so many people do not understand. They think their job is their source, or the bank is their source, or the people are their source. God is the only one that is our source. As long as we're walking with Him, He will provide our needs just like He said He would. He is Jehovah Jireh, the God that provides.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.